Oh, well, this album just keeps getting deeper, doesn't it? So, that's the end of side three of the debut album, the Hampton Grease Band. That ending there kind of snuck up on me. I was reading some liner notes from Colonel Bruce Hampton's 1978 album. This is one of my favorites. One Ruined Life of a Bronze Tourist. That is a great title for an album. I feel I should read you the personnel, the NC members of the band, the Grease Band, on the album you're listening to. We are dedicating the entire Johnny B. Fishman two-hour radio show to Colonel Bruce Hampton, who passed away recently, a Monday night to be exact. By the way, you are listening to WBFY 100.9 FM Belfast Community Radio. It is about 2 minutes to 11 p.m., and my show normally stops at 11, but I'm going to stick around since no one comes after me. I'm going to complete Music to Eat, the debut Hampton Grease Band album in honor of Colonel Bruce. We're going to complete the album, and I'll play side four for you in just a few minutes. But first I'm going to read you the names of the members of the Hampton Grease Band. Percussion and vocals, Jerry Fields. Vocals and trumpet, Bruce Hampton. On bass, Mike Holbrook. On guitar and vocals, Harold Kelling. And on guitar and saxophone, Glenn Phillips. Now that's a pretty, it's a pretty reasonable lineup of musicians. But as I'm flipping, as I am turning over, multitasking here, as I have to switch sides of Music to Eat, I played a little Aquarium Rescue Unit, a couple between as little intermissions between the other sides. And this one I'm going to play a selection from the 1978 Colonel Bruce Hampton album called One Ruined Life of a Bronze Tourist. I'm going to send this out to my buddy Doug Collum, who I went to high school with, just because I am, just because he might be listening, making candles up late at night or something. But first, I'm going to read you... So I just read you the lineup of Music to Eat, the members of that band. So by 1978, things were... He was finding some really interesting musicians by this point. On bass, Jules Davenport. On piano, Jasper Brake. Hold on one sec. Yeah, I just got to line this up. Jasper Brake. violin, Richard A. Robinson. On guitar, Colonel Crawford Boyd. On voice, clarinet, and saxophone, Ben Pops Thornton. Voice, chazoid, and drums, a gentleman who simply goes by Mr. Coles. Another credit for the chazoid, Adam Abbott. Now there's an instrument called the derelator, and that's played by a gentleman named Webster Gordon. The next instrument on the list being played on this album, One Ruined Life of a Bronze Tourist, is called the potarth, and that's played by a gentleman named Horace Gamet. The flute, of course, is played by a gentleman who goes by the name of Face. The creel, that's spelled C-R-E-E-L, is played by Hawk. The blator, B-L-A-T-O-R, is played by somebody named Far. And finally, the cane, K-A-N-E, is played on this album by Can of Worms. There is also some vocalists who go by the collective name the Lithonia Choir. M. Sorrell, W. Kolf, D. Teen, M. Sarsh. And I'm going to play you the bonus track. It's 11 minutes long, but who cares? Because we are dedicating this night to Colonel Bruce Hampton, who passed away. I love the man. I'm going to sit here and have my little remembrance for him, and I hope that you are enjoying it as well. I'm going to play this 11-minute masterpiece. It's the bonus track, and the players on this bonus track are Jerry Fields, and this is in 1978. Jerry Fields, Ricky Keller, Bill Hatcher, Jeff Mosier, Jeff Sipe, and Oteil Burbridge. So, they all go way back, them boys. Okay. Now, I don't know if you knew this about Oteil, but did you know that he was the first black child to sit in Tony the Tiger's lap on the Tony the Tiger Frosted Flakes commercials early on? They're great! There was always like a little kid there. Oteil was one of those little kids. That was his debut on TV. He was also in the movie Being There. Interesting factoid. Lots of interesting people who crossed the path with Colonel Bruce Hampton. And I'm going to play you this track. It's the bonus track. It's called Talking. Wait a minute. Hold on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah. No. I want to play you. No. Hold on.
I'm going to play.
Here we go. This is what I think I want to play. Colonel Crawford Boyd speaks on the essentials of tragic waste due to the spiritual rebirth of Ty Cobb, recorded live 1946, the Stork Club in Memphis, according to, that's the title of the song. So, onward and upward, I'll play you this, and then we'll get to side four of Hampton Grease Band, Music to Eat, in our Colonel Bruce Hampton Night of Dedication, Memorial Dedication. Bear with me.
Someone's in the roof of my mouth. It's my palate. Oh, someone's in the roof of my mouth. Lord, I can't believe for their sake. I can't believe anyone would get in the roof of my mouth. It's a palate. I can feel someone in my palate. Someone's in the roof of my mouth. No! I've bought socks. I bought heels, but the roof of my mouth, I can't believe that anyone is in the roof in the mouth. They put people in the roof of my mouth. I can feel germs. I must get in a vacuum. Put my left arm in a vacuum. Put my left hand in a vacuum. Because there's people living in the roof of my mouth. In the roof of my mouth. In the roof of my mouth. I've come to live and learn. I've come to live and grow in the roof. Oh, takes a long to find. That'll work. Bridge canal. Give that man a bridge canal. I was sitting. Look at the bridge of my ear. Look at my neck. Look at my back. Look at my hands. They're in a plastic bag. They're vacuum. Hey, I'll tell you something. Everybody seems to know. But with the game of Delta Airlines, she worked hard to bring this program to Delta. Worked slaying night and day to bring this program to better functional capacity. To put it in the city and the president of Georgia State University.
Novik Choppers, Dr. Novik Choppers.
A fat, nice man would not pass the bond referendum. Would not pass the bond referendum. I can't believe it. Oh, I've seen better days. I've seen better ways. Why did you?
Who was that? Is that Novik Chomper? Hey. The words that they said, Novik Chomper.
Side four of the Hampton Grease Band. And I was looking, someone sent me a text, a friend of mine, Brian, out there, and I don't know where the hell he is now, but he's out there in the backyard somewhere listening. And he sent me a text. He made a very good point. He said that Colonel Bruce beat Bowie. He beat David Bowie for Best Exit. And Bowie put out his last album and then died 2 days later. That was, that's some focus and dedication. But come on. I mean, could even the great David Bowie have picked his spot with that level of intent? Nope. The only person I know who it makes perfect sense could do that would be Colonel Bruce, but the fact that he did, unbelievable. Anyway, on with side four of Hampton Grease Band, Music to Eat. Thank you for listening.